This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Don, certainly we're paying attention to the forecast here over the coming days as some rain and some warming temperatures could result in some ice jam flooding and other areas of flooding, particularly in the city of Buffalo. Just what can you tell us about the efforts from officials in the city of Buffalo, like yourself and others, in terms of preparing for the potential of ice jam flooding, especially in South Buffalo?
We've been obviously monitoring the weather for the last few weeks now, and if we turn back the clock last Thursday into Friday, it was very warm, or not very warm. It was mild the middle of last week, and we had some rain. And what that caused a couple large areas, large stretches along both the Casanova Creek and the Buffalo Creek to actually begin moving. So all of that ice from West Seneca and out into Elma and East Aurora has already moved down into the lower basin by Cass Park and areas along the Kaisertown area of the Buffalo River. So the conditions we have right now is my ice field extends from the Stevenson Bridge back through Casanova Park to about the Orchard Park Road Bridge. I have an ice field built up there. But then from that point out into West Seneca and Elma and East Aurora on the Cas, we have open water. The same holds similar for the Buffalo River. We have an ice field that's developed by South Ogden, right by the Buffalo-West Seneca city line there. And that ice field extends back towards Harlem Road, almost to that Lexington Green area in West Seneca. But there's not much in that area right now, and beyond that, it's all open water. So last week, last Thursday into Friday morning, like I said, we were very surprised by how much ice shifted and moved down into the city. So we've got the Cotter out today. Today's her fifth trip out this season. She actually has cleared the South Park Lift Bridge this morning, so she's up by the old Mobil Oil Refinery by Tesla. She is clearing right now the upper navigational limit of the Buffalo River. And what that does is that opens up capacity for us. So as that ice begins moving from the Buffalo Creek and from the Casanova Creek into the river, we have that capacity so we don't jam up and overtop our banks.
Now, I know that the past couple of winters hasn't really seen much flooding. I know last year there was maybe a little bit of ice jam flooding to be concerned about, but what have you learned over the last few years in your role just with regards to preparing for ice flooding in particular areas of Buffalo, especially in South Buffalo with the Casanova Creek and the Buffalo Creek as well?
Well, I can tell you I've been doing this since 1992, so I have about 34 years of experience watching these creeks in these ice jam events. And what I will tell you is every year is different. Just when I think I've seen everything and I've seen every ice run and every blockage, Mother Nature throws something else at you. So we always have to be prepared. We always have to be alert when that temperature, that warmer weather, those temperatures, and when the rainfall introduces that water into the creek and the creek begins to run. We always make sure we put eyes on the creek so we can identify spots where the ice may start to jam up. And when it jams, then it starts backing up water. Everybody in South Buffalo knows Casanova Park. We call it the bowl. The Casanova Park Basin could hold, almost 2 million gallons of water. So it could hold a considerable amount of water. Obviously, we'd rather have the water in the park than, flowing down a street or in somebody's backyard. But what I've learned over these last 34 years now is that no 2 years are alike, and you have to stay, you have to keep eyes on the whole watershed throughout the whole event. And that's what we do, and we react. We work very closely with our friends in West Seneca, with their Erie County folks, as well as, you know, Buffalo Police and Buffalo Fire and their special operations teams during this time period.
And I know that this year has been maybe one of the colder winters and longer duration winters that we've had in a while, but is it almost a sense of relief around this time of year when, you know, things are starting to cool down and it's just kind of one of those like, all right, let's just get the flooding out of the way. Let's just get this all past us so that we can kind of move on to brighter days ahead here with the spring.
Yeah, absolutely. I kind of was joking around with my commissioner the other day, and I said, well, it's pothole season and ice jam season. Welcome to spring in Buffalo. So we know that, you know, the warmer temperatures are starting to come. Temperatures in the 50s, the extended forecast looks to be, above freezing next week as well. So, yeah, this is the kind of time of year that we really start thawing things out.
Very good, Don. Anything else you want to add to our conversation that we haven't touched base on today?
You know, we're going to continue watching conditions as they develop, you know, with the warmer temperatures forecast for today and then some rain developing overnight into tomorrow. We'll definitely, keep an eye on area creeks and waterways throughout the day. The preparations are made, like I said, as of right now, we have the cotter all the way up the Buffalo River right now. So I have that capacity up at the upper end of the Buffalo River to take on that ice when it does start to move. We do have a long reach excavator. It's an excavator with a 55 or 60 foot arm that we actually use, and we'll park it on a bridge. So if we have an ice jam at a bridge and it starts backing up water somewhere, we could actually put this machine into the ice jam and try to give it a push to get it moving along. So we have lots of tools in our back pocket we could use if conditions develop just right and if they're necessary to protect, you know, private property and so on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.